Away with it. Spees, he gets his pocket picked as Rapids comes down. Stofflet, he gets his pocket picked as well. A lot of thievery going on here with the puck. Rapids does get the puck down behind the point goal. With Ostricki coming up with it. He's getting hounded by Gauze. Puck right at center ice. Controlled by Drexler. Drexler's high slot being pushed to the side. Backhand attempt to the slot. No one home. Puck loose. Goes behind the net, and there's a penalty call. Going to be on Gauze for an interference or a hook, I would estimate. Delayed penalty. Sperlin off the ice. Extra attacker. Rapids gets possession, and there's your whistle on the delayed penalty. It is a hook call coming up on Gauze.
4:36 to go, period number two, and the half about half of that's going to be on the power play, and unless the Panthers can push one past Mr. Peterson.
12:24 on the penalty. Both teams with two power play opportunities, one in each period thus far. This is points opportunity for the second period. I will say this is a very, very clean game being played, Randy, so that's a good thing for this rivalry. Rapids sends the puck down deep, stopped by Sperlin. No icing when you're on a penalty kill, so that's a good thing for Rapids. Try to knock off 15 to 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds if they're able to. Point quickly on the attack, back into the Rapids zone. Grady Miller with the puck. He gets it sniped and sent back down the length of the ice by the Raiders. Sperlin corralling things as point, gets things established on their zone. Schroeder comes up into the Rapids zone. Rapids defense collapsing on him. He stops at the goal line, sends it back out. Right point, Loomis, far side, Miller. Miller can't corral it. He finally does, but they got to reset their offense low. Puck below the goal, behind the goal, sent around the corner. Miller with the puck. He passes at center, off the skate of his teammate, Grant Molsky, back down the ice. 1 minute left to go in the power play kill before point really gets things going. Rapids doing a good job to this point. Schrader, puck, Rapids zone, trying to get his teammates up, set up, ready to go. Shot across to Miller. Miller back across, shot, high slot, Loomis shot, bounce in front, bounced away, no good. Oh, one-time attempt, couldn't corral it, was Molsky. Point still with possession of the puck. Schroeder shot from the point in the far corner, and there's your lead, Stevens Point with the power play goal.
Just too much congestion that time in front of Peterson, and he never saw the puck. It got over his right shoulder, snuck it up in the corner.
Well, that's the thing. If you're a hockey player and you're a forward or defenseman, you aim for them corners because there's not a very good chance of a goalie getting there because those are that's why they call that one particularly. They call that the one hole, that far right top corner. The two would be the left top corner. The five's between the legs. The three is on the right low, and the four is on the left low. So that was a one hole that got it. And point, 4-3 lead.
Three straight goals by the Panthers, and here they come again. Shot taken from the left wing, just high over the top. Goes back out to center ice as 13. Michael does a little bit of paperwork there as they announce the goal.
Salienko with the goal, 13:47 time of the goal, as we march on to just over 2 minutes left to go in the second period. Point controlled this period, I would say, so far, as they get the puck back again into the Rapids zone. Spees with it, gets a centering pass, no good. Rapids gets it outside of the zone. With that goal by the Panthers, that was the end of the power play opportunity, so Rapids back to 5-on-5 with the Panthers. Ball, or puck, deep behind the Panther goal, out to center ice, just to a waiting, uncontested Drexler. He gets bumped off the puck, Dekarski with it. He loses handle of it as Gauze charged to the goal. He set still a centering shot, intercepted by the Panther defense. Clearing attempt, hits the netting, and we've got a whistle with 2:05 left to go in the second period, point leading 4-3.
If you were with us at the beginning of the contest, we'd have said, if you don't know anything about hockey, just watching, you would say Rapids was controlling the contest. I agree with you. The second period.
All Panthers.
Yeah.
By my estimation.
It was 3-1 Rapids, and now it's 4-3. Smash on top by one. 2 minutes to go.
Well, either way, Rapids, they were looking for something they got to do here as the puck is down deep in the point defensive zone. They finally do gather control of it. Pulled in by Easton Katowski. Passed up ahead. Gabe Field puck centering attempt to try by Point, intercepted by the Raiders. Colin Stofflet, or Nathan Bouchard, excuse me. Puck sent out on center ice, but then back down into the rapid zone. Bouchard with it, sends it back to the far side boards. Jack Potter comes up with a pass up ahead. Sam Gash sends it low behind the Point goal. Minute 20 left to go in the second period. Point does gain possession, and they march forward. Pass intercepted by the Raiders by Dekarski. Passed up ahead to Poggle. Poggle to Dekarski. Dekarski gets pushed off the puck. He does regain possession. Gets behind the goal as there's a scrum back there. No team, neither team getting it. Now Point does. They do clear the zone. Puck out to neutral ice. With 1 minute left to go in the second period, Point leading 4-3. Dietz with the puck. Gets it up ahead into the Panthers' defensive zone. Gauze with a short angle shot. No good. Bounces off the side of the cage. The Panthers recover. Mid-ice. Passed up ahead, and that should be it. Oh, that's an offside. So it took a referee a moment. But if I saw it, it had to be, and he finally agreed with me. 38.3 seconds left to go in this second period. Exciting second period. More exciting for the Panthers than it is for us. But it's exciting nonetheless. It's a hockey fan. As 38 seconds come by, Point with the drop of the puck. Does not retain that. Rapids does. Up to the near side, down to the other end. Poggle battling for it with a couple Panthers sent back to the Point. Dietz gets it, gets pushed off the puck. Down low, Poggle. He attempts a shot. No good. 19 seconds to go. Puck down low. Panthers do recover, but Dietz is there at the line. The blue line sends it low. Deflected just wide of the net by Gauze. Panthers send it deep. They get it out to, they did get it out to center ice. So Rapids will be whistled for an offsides of 2.9 seconds. So 2.9 seconds, I do believe we're going to have a 4-3 hockey game in advantage of Stevens Point.
That shot was just as you described moments ago, just slid past the pipe on the three hole, probably about 2 feet away from not tying the game.
Yeah, that's a tough break for the Red Raiders. And it's got more message of Nakusa beat Lakeside Lutheran 46-30 in their second duel tonight. So good job for the Papermakers. They got one more to go, which will be a conference match. But speaking of conference, there's going to be a couple conferences in the locker rooms, as that was the horn of the second period. And if you're a Panther fan, you're going to like this one. Scored three goals in that second period to take a 4-3 lead over the Red Raiders. They hold an 18-17 lead on the shot scoreboard, so it's a very close game in shots. It's the Panthers are getting the job done when they need to. And very good shot attempts, too, by my ad, Randy.
Well, I'll tell you what, you spent a couple of bucks to watch this contest. You're getting your money's worth, that's for sure. Like we always do with Rapids and Spam.
Oh, yeah, I don't care what the sport is, football, hockey, baseball, softball, wrestling. They're always good games. But speaking of good games, how about we get some good music going? We're going to take our second lengthy intermission here, 11:40 to go before we get going here, so probably about 10 minutes, I'd say, and we return. And you keep listening here to 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics. Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, if the whiskey doesn't get me, I know the memories will. 'Cause you left a hole in my heart too deep to fill. But a drink or two, maybe three or four, for a while you're out of sight. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. Low down and lonesome, high as a kite. When you can't win for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow, I'm a heartache tonight. No matter which one you choose, you lose. I know which one I'll take. When the sun comes up tomorrow, something's gonna ache. If I can take a pill to kill the pain, I know I'll be all right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, the choice is black and white. High as a kite. When you can't win for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. When you can't win by losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight.
Walking in the moonlight, tripping in the starlight, Lord, and I'm feeling down. Walking in the shadows, sneaking down a side road. Come early morning, I'll be there on the edge of town. I was thinking about a good thing, thinking about a sweet gleam in my honey's eyes. I was a sinking, feeling kind of lonesome. Come early morning, I'll be home at my honey's side. I have drifted up across the mountain. I have stumbled down the other side. Satisfied. Give me a little sunshine, make me have a good time, Lord, when I'm feeling blue. I couldn't refuse her, well, I couldn't misuse her. Come early morning, I'll be home with my honeydew. I've been tempted, tried in trouble. Come early morning, I'll be home and satisfied.
This is Tanya Tucker.
Bring my flowers now while I'm living. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them home. All the miles cast along.
Well, that's a very exciting game we've got going on here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. About a minute and a half left to go in the second intermission before we get the final 17 minutes, hopefully final 17 minutes, unless we got an overtime, between the Rapids Hockey Red Raiders and the Spash Panthers, with the visiting Point Panthers holding a lead of 4-3. But, man, as much as that first period, Randy, was for Rapids, that second period, Point.
Point kind of dominated that second period, and it proves it by the scoreboard. And down to our final minute here. And as we look ahead at the calendar, as far as our local sports is concerned, we're looking at being over at Lincoln High School tomorrow night inside as the Lady Red Raiders will be taking on the Lumberjacks of Wausau East. And then on Monday, we hope to be over at Assumption High School as the Assumption Royals will be taking on, I believe, 8th or 9th ranked Neillsville in Division 4.
Yes, very and, good game coming up there.
Miss Oldpet, over 1,000 points already on the year. She's going to be a handful as well. And then maybe next week, Thursday, we might travel over to Pittsville as the Port Edwards Blackhawks. So try to get a little bit of every school involved here as we work our way through the months of January and February before we start heading into tournament play.
Right, and then, of course, this weekend, I don't know what the exact scheduling is. I know the River Kings do have a home game on Sunday at 7 p.m. against Hudson. That I'm not sure about that being broadcast or not. I'm not sure. I'm sure it would be, because I know that is one of the things that WIRI does. But make sure it is going to be done, hopefully just in time after that massacre in Green Bay, where there's 53 less bears in Wisconsin.
Yeah, just keep it tuned to WIRI or our sister station, WFHR, and James will keep you updated on all the happenings and all of the activities that we're going to be covering here in the next few days. And we're going to get the Bucks back on our station over at WFHR as well. Boy, took one on the chin. Mr. Halliburton, man, that kid from Oshkosh North. How did he slip through the...
I remember watching him because after the Hauser run at Stevens Point at Spash, Halliburton was there, and Spash still made the sectional final of that year when Halliburton was a senior at Oshkosh North. And, boy, was he something to watch when I watched that game. I was coming back from Antigo from a Warren Edwards game. They were in a sectional final that year against... Green Bay, NEW Lutheran. How I remember this stuff, Randy, I don't know. But I do, and I stopped at West to watch that game, and boy, is Halliburton was impressive then. He's fun to watch now.
I didn't see the game last night. I just saw the highlights, and he was lighting it up. My goodness.
Well, hey, Randy, as you mentioned, speaking of lighting it up, Randy, I got to do it. You segued perfectly. You know, we want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. Randy, that was how old?
Seems like we practice these segues. But
you know, but hey.
Just come naturally.
How old were you in 1970?
102.
Okay, yeah, that was about 18 years before I was born, so... The song that gets played here a lot on WIRI, Okie from Muskogee, that song was written about me 19 years before I was born. So I was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Thanks, Mom and Dad. But either way, the puck has been dropped, and we are underway as puck middle ice, as the icing was called on the Red Raiders, and the puck will be dropped back down to the stick side of Noah Peterson. As point, both goalies had 14 saves in the game after the second period, with Point holding an 18-17 shot advantage. Speaking of that, here comes another opportunity as Point regains control of the puck, sends it down into Peterson. Turned away by the Rapids defense. Puck is out to neutral ice. Tokarski with the puck. Goes down deep. Takes a shot on net, up over the goal. Bounced into the net, and we got a whistle as the puck went out of play. The puck will be dropped down to the stick side of young Mr. Sperlin for Point.
Both teams take the opportunity to change. Don't have to do it on the fly.
You know, you don't know who's got more pressure, Point trying to hold off the Raiders or Rapids trying to get that equalizer?
That's a good point. My opinion, Rapids, just because, like you said earlier, it's been a while since they've been able to put the W up.
Right, yeah, that's a big question. That's an offsides, waves it off as Point collects the puck before Rapids does as they clear the zone. Point up the far side, pulled up by Dillingham. Dillingham crosses past the blue line, pass intercepted by Dietz. Oh. Dietz, he turns around, and there's a shot by the Panthers right into the gut of Peterson, and there's your whistle. 15:49 left to go in regulation.
That's what we talked about in period number two, one of those bouncing pucks that he got the stick on, and boy, he takes a funny hop, and it goes through the two-hole, and you're down 5-3, but instead he made a great save.
Right, nothing against what Dietz did. He just turned around, and there's a Panther, and there's a puck. Mm-hmm. Not much he can really do about that.
Oh, breakaway. Oh, good defensive play.
Oh, yeah, great defensive play there by the Panthers as they corral the puck, get it back out to neutral ice. Dillingham. Rapid sends the puck back down for another icing call. 15:30 left to go.
Ooh-wee.
This is shaping up for a great finish. Point has pressured Rapids a little bit more these first, not quite 2 minutes of the third period, but there's still plenty of puck to be played, as the kids say. I don't know if they say that or not, but I've heard it said over the years. So
I'd say they do.
I'll say they do. They say a lot more things I can't say on the radio, so I do too, so can't just blame the kids. Rapids and Point fighting over a loose puck in the Rapids defensive zone. Gathered eventually by pulling up my Morrison. He gets it out to center ice. Point recovers, sends it back down to the Rapids zone.
couple of times it looked like the Raiders had an opportunity for a home run, and they just couldn't make the connection.
Yeah.
Good defense by Spash.
Warning track depth as Tokarski comes up the middle of the ice. He split the defenders, but just couldn't get a hold of it. Pass back across the way. Poggle with the puck, sends in top of the circles. Shot bounces up into the netting. There's your whistle. 14:52 to go in the game. 4-3. Lead for the Panthers.
Had a centering pass that time, just couldn't quite get there and get right in the back door, right?
It doesn't quite count as a shot on goal because shots on goal are decided by if would have gone into the goal if the goalie had not been there, that'd be a save, and that's a shot, and the same. It's all pretty self-explanatory. It's hard to describe, but once you see it, you know what you're talking about. As Panthers send the puck down deep. Stop the puck at the blue line. Morrison with the puck back behind the net. Sends it around the end. Kicked out to center ice as Panthers were able to gather possession. Loomis with the puck. Sends it back down and back of the Rapids goal. On the far left wing. Sent around. Contact there in the far corner. Colin Stofflett sends it up head mid-ice. Point just sending it back down. I know they're going to take an opportunity to score if they have it, but they're content with just keeping Rapids bottled up in their defensive zone. Very smart and strong defensive play by the Panthers, as Rapids has not been able to establish their offensive zone yet in this period. Pass up middle ice behind the Rapids defense, and there's going to be a trip called on Rapids to save, and it really saved the shot. They're lucky it wasn't a penalty shot opportunity. But nonetheless, here comes a power play for the Panthers.
It almost looked like an accidental trip. Like he was coming across with a stick and just happened to get intertwined with the skates. And now they're on the advantage for the next 2 minutes. And that'll get down under 12 minutes by the time this comes to an end.
Yep. Carter Morrison with that penalty does not help the Red Raiders. It's a tripping penalty. The puck is loose. 3:05 on the penalty. And Peterson with the first couple big saves. He was very lucky on a couple of them as the puck just went low and just to the far side of his leg pad, hitting the post, bouncing back into play where he was finally able to cover it. Point with a shot up over the goal, but they still retain possession. Shot from the point. Kicked out high slot. Couldn't connect on the shot. Bounces over to the left wing. Back centering by Miller. Miller, he sends it back down low. Shot atop from the top of the slot. No good. No one hits home. Point still trying to get something going. A Schroeder back top of the circle. Shot high over the net. Hits off the glass. Point keeps it in by Miller. Down low. Point, low slot. And there it is, 5-hole under the leg pad and into the net. And there's your second power play goal by the Panthers on the night. And Point takes a 5-3 lead, Randy.
Yeah, they set that up nicely. A couple of times they got it down here in the left corner, sent it to the centering pass, and twice they whipped on it. And once they made connection, they got it through the 5-hole, and now they got that 2-goal lead. And that's, like we said, who's got more pressure on them? I think that pressure just riveted it up a little bit right now.
Right, and that's one thing that Coach Gunderson talked about was just by how deep they are.
And you just don't want to let Spash get on the power play. And they took advantage. Tip your hat to them.
3:56 on the power play goal. That's the second power play goal of the night for Point. And second in a row, that was scored by Grant Molsky, the center. Starting center for the Panthers as they hold a 5-3 lead. 12.
Oh!
And there's a goal for the Raiders. Sent in from Schindler from the right along the boards on the far side. 5-hole. Rapids climbs back at a 5-4 lead for Point with 12 and a half to go in regulation.
Boy, just skating down the far board and just kind of let one fly. You're probably thinking he's going to deflect it and maybe you get that backdoor shot. And somehow it slipped past Berlin and went into the four hole there. And next thing you know, it's 5-4.
Yep. As there looks like there is a broken stick there for Sperlin. So he's getting a new stick here. It's gotta make a stop here and say, hey, give me a moment here. I gotta have a stick too. give them popsicle stick, actually. That might help out the Raiders. I mean, that's what I would say to do, but rapid score put in. Griffin Schindler with the goal for the Red Raiders. McDonald on the assist. 4:27, so Rapids. I was just about to say, Randy, the worst lead in hockey to have is 2-goal lead. Point had it. You see it right there. Moments later, Rapids cuts it back to 1, 5-4. Point, puck down low. Pass down to the far corner, the far right wing. Rapids does come away with it. Gets a puck out to center ice. Offsides is going to be whistled, but Rapids and Point clear the zone, neutral ice. No whistle, play on. Point with the puck, middle ice, gets it up to the high slot. Back just inside the blue line. Cross ice pass for the Panthers. Shot deflected out front. Backed in the corner. And there will be an ice call on the Raiders. I thought they could have whistled that and play on, but they did it all the same. So we play on with a drop of the puck at the Rapids defensive zone. 11:27 left to go in regulation, Randy.
5-4 point. So why is it that the two-goal lead is,
you know,
they say that a lot.
Yeah, I guess it's just the most you've ever, they see so many, oh, and there you get it back, and there's Miller. And that's a little bit of a, there's some bad blood there. I can allude to that in a moment here, but there is your back to two-goal lead here for the Panthers. Is Grady Miller, excuse me, Grady Miller, I had it right, Grady Miller, gets the shot from the circle, beats Peterson high, and now it's a 6-4 game and benefit of Point.
Most of the goals tonight have been, for both teams, have been in the one and two holes.
Yeah, it's been going high. Mm-hmm. Grady Miller with the goal. Tyler Loomis with the assist at 5:38 as Rapids really needs to get something going with 11 minutes to go. Point down the other end. Rapids does stop that puck and quickly goes to Karski up to Gauz. Gauz gets it back into the zone. He takes a shot, bounces as it hits a bunch of Point skates. Puck sent ahead up into neutral ice. Point intercepts it. Schroeder gets the puck low. Rapids starting to scramble for it. Puck still loose. Rapids does retain. Puck control of it. As Gauz, cross ice pass. Oh. Poked between the legs back by Poggle. Point with the puck at the circle to the left to Peterson. Shot thrown on net. No good. Wide. It almost looked like it was going into the back of the net by my vantage point. But we play on. 10:20 to go in regulation. Point with the puck down at the Rapids circle. Trying to see who has the puck for the Raiders. As that was Michael McDonald. As there will be an icing call here on the Raiders. 10:05 left to go in regulation. Point holding a 6-4 lead. Randy.
That was one of those intentional icings.
Yes.
So they can make a change. They were on the ice
a long
time.
What I alluded to was that goal by Grady Miller. A little bit of bad blood there. Grady Miller was a freshman on the Rapids hockey team last year. And there's rules about transfers, and I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of it because it's like NIL transfer portal. I don't get it. I don't think it should happen, personally. I'll take my personal opinion out of it. But he transferred from Rapids to Point, and he scores that goal. He goes right up in front of the Rapids student section and eggs him on a bit, grabbing his jersey, pointing to him, banging on the glass, and some upset people that way. So, I mean, I get it. Someone leaves your team for your rival. That's kind of a kick in the butt. But either way, Rapids has to start kicking in the butt as they trail 6-4 with 9:37 left to go in regulation as we have a stoppage as the puck goes out of bounds.
And they're going to have a penalty.
And there is a penalty as well. Rapids with a power play opportunity. There is a penalty points. Number 19, that's Drexler. And I didn't see what the call was. Slash.
So they're going to have to take advantage here. 9:37 to go, down 2 goals. I think this is a must score in this power play.
Seven.
Bash will send it all the way back down, and Rapids going to have to reload the offense here.
Yep, 7:53 on the penalty as Rapids trying to get something going here. Tokarski loses handle of the puck, and it's sent back down the other way with Morrison corralling the puck behind the Rapids net as the offense starts going. Puck, a bad pass opportunity. It pulled back by the Panthers. Schroeder with it, sent in on Peterson. Puck still loose. Peterson was able to tip it away, but Panthers hold possession of this puck. All they got to do is hold on to it and hope that Rapids can't catch up to it, but they send it back down the ice. And Point still gets to the puck before Rapids. Their speed is just giving Rapids fits. Puck passed up ahead to Poggle. Gauze with it. Breaks into the zone. Shot taken. Bounces over to the corner. Gauze with it. Trying to decide which way to go. He stops. Spins center ice. He gets the puck poked away. And the puck is sent back the length of the ice by the Panthers. 50 seconds to go in the power play advantage for the Raiders.
Several times tonight, Rapids has had a one-on-one beside the goalie. And the defense has done a great job.
Points,
with Bash,
Points defense has played outstanding for him. As you get the puck back ahead. McDonald with it. He gets wrestled off there. Schindler with the puck. He gets poked away. Pulled in by Dietz. Schindler almost had the puck, but Point comes away with it. Molski down the other way. Upcoming is Spees. Spees sends a puck in on net. Stopped by Wilbaum. Rapids has to get something going. 15 seconds left, Randy. Not looking good on the power play. Tokarski comes away. He comes into the zone. Schindler with a shot. Gloved by Sperlin. With 7:46 to go, 9 seconds left on the power play, trailing 6-4.
We think the last time Spash had the power play, they set it up. Twice they had a chance to get in the corner and then try to center it. Never have the Raiders been able to set it up here on this power play. And it's just been good Spash defense and sending it down and making Rapids reload and running out the clock. So they'll take the opportunity to change here again with the stoppage of play. We're back at it.
Yeah, this has been a very well-played hockey game. Just not going the way of the Raiders, but we still have 7.75 minutes to go. Rapids with a shot from behind the goal, almost an old Michigan. Didn't quite work that way as Point gets the puck, clears it, and that was actually a shot on net. Thankfully, Peterson was heads up, and he had his leg pad up against the post. Otherwise, that's a full-length shot goal, and Rapids is in big trouble.
That, he had his hand up in the air, and he had his pad against the post, and wedged between the post and his pad. That was really close to going in.
Yeah, I've seen some bad situations, and that would have ranked up there in the game of hockey. His Point still has possession of the puck. They've looked like they're on the power play when they were trying to kill one. Back center ice is Loomis. Loomis sends the puck up deep, and it will be an offsides whistle as 7:15 to go in the game. Couple changes here for the who's out on the ice. Trying to get the freshest legs out there, the best shooters. Because time's a ticking if you're a Red Raider fan. Down 6-4. Puck drop. Panthers take it. Molski has it center ice. He gets bumped off the puck. Rapids does retain some possession here by Bouchard, but he gets driven off the puck. Point covers Molski behind the net. Pass, bounce pass off the boards over to Loomis. Loomis back to Molski. Molski turns up forward, bouncing off of a Rapid skate, and in on goal on Peterson. Another whistle, another shot on goal. Rapids just can't get their offense flowing in this third period, and it's really been like that for about a period and a half, if I'm not mistaken, Randy.
I'm just thinking a little bit back to that tournament they held down in the Dells. They played the 28th, 29th, 30th.
Yep.
Now we're back at it, fourth. Getting late in the game, the legs might be going a little bit too.
Right. And I'll tell you what, no disrespect to who was at that tournament in the Dells and no disrespect to Rapids, but Point's a different animal than playing who they played. Who was that? It was Thomas, Sparta, Kenosha, and Aquinas Holman. Holman, although they had just one loss on the season, Rapids gave them their second. They're, no disrespect given, they're not to the level of Stevens Point.
Well, you just think about the Valley itself, right? It's two
tough
tiers, isn't it? It's the top three and the bottom three. It's Spash, Wausau West, it's Rapids.
Right.
And then it's
shot low by Point. Point with puck loose. And it is covered, but lost sight of by the officials. So if they can't see the puck, they've got to blow it dead. It was not covered, even though that's what the officials were thinking of. But either way, 6:08 left to go. things not looking good for the Red Raiders, but there's still plenty of time to go. 10-minute game misconduct on the Panthers would really help. Go on a big power play. That'd be great for the Red Raiders. Panthers with the puck down low. Schroeder sends puck out front. Bouncing puck past Peterson. Oh, boy. Lucky there. Shot high. Taken by Ostricky. Rapid still trying to find an answer and get the puck out of the zone. Peterson with a big save there. Shot about the circle.
It just does look like they're on a power play, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a 5-on-3, but it definitely looks like a 5-on-4 or a 6-on-5. Boy, Rapid just can't get their offense going here. I don't know if it's, like you said, legs are tired or if they figuratively blew their wad early in the game. I don't know, but Point has recovered from those early struggles.
And Spash, good squad.
Oh, very good. I mean, there's a reason why they're going to be they were ranked third in Division One, and I could see them going up to number one.
And I think, you know, their only blemish on the season is a tie at home against Notre Dame, 2-2, and that was the second game of the season.
Yeah.
Outside of that, they're 10-0-1.
Yeah, Point is a legitimate team. I mean, they always are. They've always been tough. They just sometimes in the toughest sectional in the state, which Rapids and West are in too,
right,
they can't get through. This might be their best year.
Yeah.
Rapid sends the puck ahead, no one home, and there's an icing whistle. 5:30 left to go in regulation.
Well, they got speed, they got scores, they got
defense,
good goalie. Yeah, they got it all. And youth, that's the other thing.
Yes, and that's what makes them scary good, because they're young. But that's what makes Rapids scary good, too.
Yep.
Even though I will say Rapids is going to lose Gauz and Dekarski,
right,
who are two of their best scorers and probably the two best scorers on the squad. Puck middle ice. Point gains some possession into the Rapids zone. Poirier with the puck. Cutting towards the center. Shot attempt. Sat there in the crease. Rapid sends it up. A Point still keeps it in the zone. Puck bouncing off of Peterson. Sends it back in back of the goal. Shot attempt from the Point. Wide, way wide of the mark. It's like a Viking field goal kicker on that attempt. Shot attempt from just inside the Point off of Rapid skater. Middle ice. Dekarski with it into the Point zone. Gets center ice. He loses control. If he had that, he had a backhand attempt. Puck kicked out of the zone. Rapid still with it with Gauz. He's just stick handling it there, but he doesn't have any help with him. Point intercepts it over to the left circle. Shot high into the netting. We got a whistle. 4.5 to play. 6-4 Stevens Point.
There was a good example of what we've been talking about with Stevens Point. What makes them so good? Drexler that time back there, he's like 3-on-1, he's kind of surrounded and he plays the defense perfectly.
Yes.
And gets the steal and sends it the other way, and next thing you know, they're on the advantage.
Yeah. Point's a real deal, Randy. Point's a real deal. And Rapids is good, but I don't know if they're at that level yet. Is Point with a shot from the Point. Point with a point. Puck sent down deep. This should not be whistled for icing, and it is not. It's called off. And we play on. Puck kept in the zone off of a high pass there, but Point does end up recovering. That might be one of the first and only drives by the Raider squad. Centering shot, got Peterson going one way, shot the other, but still wide of the mark. Rapids still trailing by two. Point with the puck down into the deep zone. And there is a whistle. And there's an interference call. Interference will be called on Wisconsin Rapids, Schindler. So there's another power play opportunity. 4 point, number 22, Griffin Schindler, interference. And Randy, 13-10.
Yeah, if Rapids can ride this out, we'll be down to $1.50 to go in the ball.
Yeah, and you got to be starting to think, when does Coach McDonald think about maybe taking a timeout in favor of an extra attacker? Yeah, but you can't do that when you're trying to kill a power play, as dominant as Point has been, even at even strength. And there is another shot off the post. No good. Two of them don't go the way of Point. The first one arguably maybe should have, but Point still has possession of the puck. Top of the slot. Shot. Tyler Loomis right into the gut of Peterson. And we got the stoppage here. 1:38 left to go on the power play. 3:27 left to go in regulation. 28-19 shot advantage by the Panthers. Randy, looking at it, Rapids with only two shots on goal this third period. That's the point defense shutting them down cold. Rapids does kick the puck out the full length of the ice. Sperlin with the stop. Leaves it there for Schroeder. Schroeder goes up the left side. He gets bumped by Gauze. And he takes the puck into the zone. He's going low. Goes in back of the cage. Spins back around. He's still got the puck. Sends it top of the slot. Along the ice. Shot. Put up. No good. Shot point blank range. Wide of the net. Puck sent back down inside the blue line. 1 minute left on the power play kill for the Raiders. 2:45 left to go in the game. Point. Getting the puck back up the zone. Schroeder with it. On the left circle, pass back behind, kept into the zone, and sent back down behind the goal. Centering pass, high slot, tipped away by the Raiders. Raiders playing pretty flat right now, Randy. Think the writing's on the wall, 2.5 to go. 37 seconds left on the power play.
Yeah, three times we've seen them now. Left of the net, they throw it towards the slot, and there's somebody there waiting for it and hammering at it.
That's a sign of a good team that knows what they need to do, puck placement, and where they need to be on the ice. Top of the right circle, spinning back out. Schroeder with it, takes a shot. Hit the glove of Peterson, but bounced it back to the net. Bouncing puck, Peterson doesn't even touch it, and it's caught behind the net. Outside, front of the net. Pass, tic-tac-toe attempt. Blocked by Peterson. Peterson making more stops, and there's a goal. And now there's some pushing and shoving as the teams are really getting after it. A lot of pushing, no punches, just a lot of pushing back and forth. There's going to be some penalties getting called up here soon.
Got a Panther down, getting up slowly as well.
Yep, he's getting up slowly. A lot of pushing and shoving on that last goal. A lot of pushing and shoving. And that's a goal. I didn't see who the scorer was.
But the first person to come through,
Grady Miller,
get high fives from his teammates is Grady Miller.
So now the officials are going to be talking. There's probably going to be one or two players disqualified, I would assume, because they don't allow that level of pushing and shoving. There were no punches thrown by any means, and Randy would second that. But there's a lot of pushing, a lot of. And these teams don't like each other. I'll say that
there are eight bodies intertwined there, and. They got on top of each other. Pushing and shoving. And right now, the official's over talking to Coach McDonald, first of all, and then they'll come over and talk to the staff.
So, Randy, I'd say when they come over here and talk, if you want to give it a listen, or I can, up to you.
Which one of us here is better?
Then I'll give her a listen.
Especially with the music.
So there's a little bit of a talk.
Well, one Raider skating to the locker room for Rapids.
One skater was. I didn't see who it was. He's actually getting stretched out there, it looks like. There might be a cramp on there, so it might be a...
Now they come over.
I can't hear anything over the music, so never mind. We'll figure it out. Randy, they'll give it to you. It's a five-minute penalty on Wisconsin Rapids, and it's a two-minute penalty on point. So Rapids will be at the root cause of it, if you want to call it that. But we'll go from there, as I think there's more talk and points, Coach, I'm guessing here, saying, hey, don't do anything. Don't do anything stupid that could get us in trouble. Don't get any game disqualifications. We need you coming up, more big games coming. Don't do anything dumb. Whereas Coach McDonald, I'm sure, is giving a very similar speech. Hey, we've got more games ahead of us. Nothing dumb. Don't be dumb.
Both teams play again on Tuesday night. As Rapids is going to be hosting Tomahawks, Bash will be hosting Ashwaubenon from just outside the frozen tundra.
And that's Ashwaubenon. They're pretty good from what I've recalled. And Rapids should match up well against them. But you never know. I mean, if you don't have your players because of whatever reason.
It'll be 4-on-4.
So,
minute 45.
Let me give this a listen here, Randy. Grady Miller on this goal. Mm-hmm. 15-13 on the goal by Grady Miller. Number 21 for Epp, it's Michael McDonald, five-minute major fighting. Nine.
Salienko.
Penalties, 15-13 on those penalties, so it's Salienko on the unsportsmanlike conduct. And there's a correction. Cross-check, not fighting, cross-check. That's different than fighting. Fighting is a big no-no in the WIAA, but nonetheless, it's 4-4 hockey, and it's a 7-4 hockey game, and writing's on the wall, Randy, as Point gets the puck down deep.
Down to our final 70 seconds.
Minute 15 to go, is that's what that translates to, because I can't count. Thanks, Randy. as puck's loose down at the far end, Gauze with it, get tied up in the corner. Vilbaum back there, pass back across the hind, Gauze with it. 1 minute remaining in the game. Pass clear to the other side, pulled in by Dekarski. Dekarski at mid-ice, crosses into the Point zone. Comes around, tries to crash the net, does not. Comes around the end, passes back low. Puck goes out of bounds. 42.5, Randy, and it's all over but the crying.
And you know, the final score is not going to be indicative of how close this was after two periods.
Right, but looking up at the shots, two shots for Wisconsin Rapids in this third period. When Point needed to shut them down, Point did. And that's a huge compliment to the boys in black and red and white.
I think it was 18-17 on shots going into this period, and they've got 14 on this period alone.
Yes, it was. So Point puck down at neutral ice. Rapids does get control of it in their far end. Vilbaum up ahead to Gash. Gash sends it in on Sperlin, turns it away on the blocker side. Puck still rolling around loose, middle ice, 15 seconds to go. Rapids probably just going to hold on to it, pass back and forth, pass up actually. But Jack Potter, he can't hold on to it. Point gets the puck down low, passing behind the net, and this is going to be your hockey game. A final from Southwood County Recreation Center in a Wisconsin Valley Conference game. And your final, 7-4, Stevens Point Area Senior High over the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Very tough end to the night here, Randy, for the Red Raiders. Like you said, very good two periods. The third one, Rapids. That was rough, but that was the Point really making a statement.
And Spash just looked like they had a little bit more speed, a little more energy in them that third period. And, of course, you start getting a lead on your rival, and that just brings the energy that much more. So you'll have a chance to add up some numbers and put together, talk a little bit about those penalties. And Coach McDonald, I had a chance to talk to him before the game. He said he tried to make his way up to our booth as well. So we'll do all that as well coming up here.
So with that, we're going to take a couple minute break here, get my numbers figured out, and we'll be back here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. it only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Salford County Recreation Center. And it was a heck of a hockey game here between the Stevens Point area Senior High Panthers and the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. But the third period truly was the difference as Rapids, they, I don't know how to say it other than they ran out of steam as they were handed a 7-4 defeat by the Panthers, soon to be number one ranked Panthers, by my estimation. The game started. Rapids, hey, couldn't start any better as Carson Gause lit the lamp, 10:49 into the first period for the Red Raiders. Point, they answered. Score by Jamie Reeve, tied it up 1-1, 13:39. But Rapids did get the answer, this time by Carter Morrison, 14:08 to take a 2-1 lead into the third period, or first after the first period. Second period, his point really came back. Rapids did take a 3-1 advantage, another goal by Gause, as Point scored three more goals to take a 4-3 lead into the third period. Third period, that's the difference there, as Point was able to pull away with three more goals to Rapids 1 to take the 7-4 victory. Joining me right now is Rapids head coach Pat McDonald. Coach, very entertaining game. You got the start you wanted, took the lead. Very close game of that third period. By my count, you guys only had two shots in goal that third period, and that really was the big one.
Oh, they're deep.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to compete three periods right now with that team. It's obviously the reason why they're the number one in the state, but I thought our kids gave them everything they could handle for as long as we could tonight. Real proud of the kids, the way they battled.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very good game. Like you said, going to be the number one team. They were third last week. They are so deep, and that was one thing that Coach Gunderson talked about coming into the game is, they have goaltending. They have defense. They have offense. They have that transition game. They just know where they are on both ends of the ice. And that's tough. That's really tough to compete with, even though you guys did do that for two-thirds of the game, but you got to pull together full three.
Yeah. This is their depth. I'll go back to that. They're just deep. They go four lines deep. And, you know, we have three lines right now, and it's tough to compete with. We took advantage of some good opportunities early. Man, it gave us a shot, made things a little electric, kind of reminiscent of the old days.
Yeah, that back was, when I was in round, yep.
Yep, that was a lot of fun today. I think we've had two outstanding battles with Spash this year up there. I thought we played really well and gave them everything we could today.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Talking about in the pregame show, there's only one game this year that Rapids was actually outshot in the game, and that was that game with Point. It was only one difference. What, I guess, the way Randy and I broadcasted, I should say, is what was the difference? What was it? I mean, obviously you said that fourth line. You talked about that, the depth. But was it the old adage, you know, smell blood in the water, or what was it? What was the real big difference?
It's the game of hockey.
Yeah.
You can go out and, you know, you'll watch the NHL playoffs. That's why they play seven games. Anybody can go out and beat anybody any day. And we had our shots. Couldn't convert. They converted on their opportunities today.
You know, you got to get back at it. I know the ending wasn't exactly what you like to see as a coach, and I know what they like to see, but this very emotional game against two rivals, and like you said, reminiscent of some of those games from the 90s and the early 2000s that were kind of decided who was going to state, who's going to win the conference, and who's going to do whatever. You guys got to get back to business here later in the week. You got Tomahawk coming up. You got some big games coming up here in the future, too. So what do you take out of this one, Mac?
That was playoff atmosphere right there. Big crowd. Those are the games you want to play in all year long. And not many opportunities you get to play a team like that. We had two this year. And it only makes us better. You know, our pace of play is better. Our passing is better. Our thought process is better. Just makes us better overall. And we'll get back on track.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're looking at the record 10-3 right now. That's a pretty darn good record by my estimation. There's a lot of teams that wish they would have a thing approaching that. And like you said, you just got to get back on the ice and get back to work.
Yep. Halfway through the year, we've got a long way to go before playoffs.
Definitely, Mac. Coach, I really appreciate your time as always.
I appreciate you guys covering today.
Hey, no problem. Wouldn't miss this one. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. So there you have it, folks. It was a very fun, entertaining game. Fortunately, it didn't go the way of the Red Raiders in that third period as the Panthers of Stevens Point really kind of shut things down, grabbed control, and showed why they're number one in the state, Randy.
You know, the other thing is it's always good to listen to a coach like Coach McDonald, who just looks at the positive side of it and says, you know what, you don't get a chance to play teams like this very often, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're playing the top, you know, with Wausau West, with Spash,